The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Well, good morning, Rashawn Blyden, politicalbombshow.cf. Yes, folks, it's very difficult to snap out of a funk when you haven't been getting as much rest as you should be. It's hard to rebound. Like, I'm still feeling the effects from last night when I only had 3 hours rest, and here I am again, probably gonna have 4 hours rest at the most. And it's very, very difficult to get bounced back mentally. Mentally, it's hard to bounce back. Like right now, I feel like I'm floating on air. And nope, I'm not going to blame it on the IPA. I love IPA, don't get me wrong now, but can't blame it on the IPA. And if anything, the IPA is going to relax me so I can do my show, you know? Shout out to Mr. Jackson and Luz. They said, Ray, you need some rest. I was like, no, I have to do my show every day. I have an audience of 10 people. No, I'm just kidding. But it's still growing. And I need to do my show. And it's a Monday to Friday show, sometimes Saturday. And so here I am with you, my loving audience. So, I forgot to give the numbers. Silly me, 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. I'm still kind of floating, so I wonder if I gave that number already. I'm not sure. Anywho, alleged sex harassment cover-up. Huh. Why is Tinder always... You know, I used to like using Tinder, but there's just too many bad things happening on Tinder that I'm not going to probably use it anymore. It says, Tinder founders seek billions against parent company alleged sexual harassment cover-up. Let me clear my throat. I hope you don't mind. Three co-founders of the popular dating app Tinder are seeking billions of dollars in a new lawsuit filed against their parent company, IAC Interactive Corp, and its Match Group subsessors. Oh. What is wrong with me? Subsidiary. There you go. I will blame this on the alcohol. Mm-hmm. The lawsuit filed in New York Supreme Court alleges that the IAC and Match manipulated financial information to undermine Tinder's valuation and stole billions of dollars from Tinder founders and top executive, including Sean Rad, Justin Bieber, no, it's not Justin Bieber, Justin Mateen, and Jonathan Badin. As a part of the alleged scheme, IAC, that's right, IAC See, you can't see me. I see E. Okay, I'm not actually sure I'm singing ICE. That's not even what I'm talking about here. But anywho, IAC and manipulated financial information undermined Tinder's value. I said it undermined Tinder's value. Now he, as part of the allegation scheme, IAC and Match allegedly created phony financial projection. And why wouldn't they do it? Of course, sir. Absolute power corrupts, doesn't it? Let me take a sip of that RPA so I can do the show, bro. You know, ho. Woo, like Ric Flair, you know, woo. All right, let's get back to seriousness. Come on, this is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. You can't make fun of this stuff. You really shouldn't. You really shouldn't, you know? But, it's, you know, I don't like using these online stuff. Honestly, I think that most of them are algorithm or Android. I don't think it's or robots or bots. I don't think that there's real women out there, you know? And I don't know if gay guys feel the same way or lesbians, but do you, if you're gay or lesbian, do you think that these online, I don't know what you have for, what do you have for gay? Like, we have Tinder. I don't know what you have, but whatever you have, do you think that they're actual real people, or do you think it's just algorithms or bots? What do you think? Let me know. 323-85-1023. Let me know for real. Or politicalbombshow.cf. I really would like to know. Because it's sickening. I mean, it just seems like the first thing they say is, I love you. Email me. It's like they always try to get you to email them. Why do you have to make me email? Why do I have to email you? You know, that's what that tells me, that it's not real or you're working for a company. And I'm not going to email you. It's just not going to happen, okay? So you can stop asking me to email you, because I will not email you, okay? Because you are a scam artist, a scammer, a schemer, and I won't let you do it to me. You hear me? I just won't let you do it. So that's a serious story. It really is, because many people use these services, believe it or not. Many, many people use services like Tinder. And I'm trying to think of other ones. I can't. Doesn't ring a bell right now. It really doesn't ring a bell. But if Tinder, our parent company is scamming from Tinder, and then they're, you know, from the owners of who created Tinder to scheme money from them and billions, then they should be sued and they should lose. Because they are losers. How horrible that is. All right, I got off track. Let me get back to the story. Got off on a little tangent there. But anyway, inflating Tinder's expenses and inventing an alternate universe in which Tinder was stretched towards free fall, free fall, I'm free falling, yeah. I just completely butchered that paragraph, didn't I? So let's revisit that, shall we? Well, hold on, I'm just doing something here real quick. Give me a break. Live political Bob Show. Too sexy for my sir. Too sexy for my... Oh, no, boom, no. Can you tell I'm feeling really nice? It's that alcohol, dude. Who among how many people out there like IPAs? It's really... I don't understand. It's stronger than any other beers. Like, why is the alcohol content so much higher in the IPAs than regular beer? I don't get it. All right, I hear Zoom barking at me. I hear you, Zoom. I hear you. But I just fed you, girl. Why are you barking? Why are you trying to play me, girl? Don't you know it's true? Milli Vanilli. Remember, anyone remember Milli Vanilli? I must be showing my age here. Milli Vanilli, they were horrible. They really were. Milli Vanilli, don't you know it's true? Something don't. No. Who's hot? All right, I haven't lost my place. And let's be serious for a second here. As part of the alleged scheme,
your timer is set for 4 seconds.
Whoa! Wait a minute. I didn't even ask Siri to set my. Are you kidding? Did you just hear what just happened here? Hey Siri. Cancel timer, idiot.
Your timer is stopped.
Tell me the weather for tomorrow now.
The weather's looking good tomorrow at 12:18 a.m. Up to 73 degrees.
She's an idiot. She's a fool. I'm telling you, phones are possessed. I mean, you've seen or heard the horror stories of services like Alexa. How she has a mind of her own and she goes off in the middle of the night on evil laughs and stuff. I didn't even ask Siri to do a 4 second. Why would I want a 4 second timer? Makes no sense. Anyway, let's get back to the story here. As part of the alleged scheme, IAC and Match allegedly created a phony financial projection, inflating Tinder's expenses and inventing an alternate universe in which Tinder was stagnating towards freefall. They also allegedly delayed new Tinder features and products, lied about true forecasts of Tinder's finances, and bullied and threatened to fire those among Tinder's leadership who might expose this. Wow, this is too much. Too much Tinder. Let's see here. Asexual, hot identity is Bay Area. I don't even know what asexual even means. What does that mean? Let's Google asexual. I don't know what that means. I really don't know. Forget it. I don't care what it means. I don't care. Average American takes less holiday time than medieval peasants. Huh. Interesting stuff. Interesting. Interesting indeed. I don't know. I can't speak for anyone else in America, but I can only speak for myself. And I take my time because it's my time. Time is precious. You know what I mean? Time is very precious. And I'm going to take my time. You're not going to stop me from taking my time. You really won't. So you might as well not even try. You really shouldn't try. You're going to fail. It's going to be an epic fail. Sicko, make sure you wear a clothespin on your nose.
If you're going to San Francisco, make sure you need rubber boots on your feet.
California paying inmates $1 an hour to fight wildfires. Wow, talk about cheap labor. That's cheaper than the illegal immigrants. BTW. Everyone who knows me knows what BTW means. You don't have to ask. Think about it. Things to make you go, mmm. Things to make you go, mmm, 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 things to make you go, mmm. Things to make you go, mmm. Things to make you go, mmm, 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 mmm. The things to make you go, mmm. California. Since the Mendocino complex fire began, only July 27th, nearly 350,000 acres of Northern California have been scorched, making the blaze the largest fire in the state's history as of Monday. 146 homes have been destroyed and more than 1,000 buildings remain in peril. There are roughly 14,000 firefighters on duty battling fires across the region. Among them are more than 2,000 inmates. The inmates are part of a volunteer firefighting program run by the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. They're paid $2 a day and $1 an hour when fighting an active fire. They also earn time off their sentences. Interesting. I don't know. I mean, it's really cheap labor, but if I was in prison, sure, I would do it to earn time off my time off my prison sentence. Why wouldn't I? I'd definitely do it. There's no doubt in my mind. China tears down Jesus poster, replaces it with XI images. Yeah, I'm not going to read that. I don't want to get angry right now. You know? What was my main theme today? Huh. Interesting. I had a monologue I wanted to talk about, but honestly, my mind is like, picture this, a lack of sleep and a strong IPA. What do you get? A lighthearted lighthearted memory. He'll come back to me. First black speaker, Clyburn says he's ready. Clyburn. For some reason, I grew up in an island that pretty much our culture music was calypso. But most of my life down there, I listened to dancehall music. That's why people think I'm Jamaican sometimes, because they hear me listening to old school reggae and they wonder, dude, yeah, man, me feeling Irie. Oh, no, I don't know why I'm speaking like that. Because I don't listen to new school reggae, just like I don't listen to new school rap for the same reason. Because the new reggae seems to be mimicking or getting close to the new rap, and I don't like them. So I listen from dancehall reggae from pretty much 1978 to 1998 or 99 even, when they were still making good dancehall music. Like Daddy Lizard, I love his some of his stuff here. And I still listen to them to this day. And they still, you know, they still rock the house like Daddy Lizard. Listen. Still remember the lyrics, by the way. Isn't that amazing? Listen to Re Close. The Kai do was this. Walking my shit in my comment. Walking my shit in ding ding. Walking my shit in my comment. Walking my shit ding ding ding. Walking my shit in my comment. Walking my shit ding ding ding. Walking my shit in my comment. Walking my shit. Mommy walk, flip a police car. Sirena. No gasolina. Mama let me in. So unclean. For Raleen. Cleveland, with me. Walking my shit, never call me. Walking my shit, it's just awesome stuff. How can you not like this stuff? And then when I came over to the mainland of Connecticut, this is when I was introduced to alternative rock. Nirvana was one of my favorites. And this is one of my favorite songs. I don't know why. I think it's the sadness of a song. I could feel, I don't know why, what it is. I could just understand and feel it. And I know, I haven't listened to this song forever, but I still know the lyrics. That's how you know a song is good and touches you. Listen.
Top is sprung a leak and the animals I've trapped.
You see, I still know all the lyrics.
All become my pets, and I'm living off of grass and the drippings from the ceiling. It's okay to eat fish, 'cause they don't have any feelings. There's something in the way.
Okay, but you're not listening to the sofa karaoke, so let's kill the music, kill it, hold up, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to the news. Ooh, I'm feeling nice, like sugar and spice. Woo! So, garbage companies refusing recycling, China won't buy. Huh. Interesting. Very interesting. Indeedy doody. Okay, what else do we got? Inside Rolls Royce 300. Speaking of cars, I don't know what. I've never seen this car before. What is it? I can't even think of the name of it. I thought it was a Lamborghini at first. So I was like, yo, D, is that a Lamborghini? And it was something that began with an M. It's like super expensive. I can't think of the name right now. I'm sure someone will know what name I mean, but it was like, wow, I've never seen one of those, and neither have I. I literally thought it was a Lamborghini. And I can't think of the name right now. Anyway, the car was cool. First black, okay, I read that already. Household debt hits record $13 trillion. Wow, man. Leading questions make me feel sick. Los Angeles first to install subway body scanners. Huh. Have there been much mass shootings in subways? No clue. Manafort's defense rests without presenting evidence. I wonder why. That is interesting. Unless they think they have it in the bag and they're all set. I don't know. I just don't know. Manhattan madam bullied by special counsel. Of course. Not funny. Alien Univision hit with suit over shell game purchase of The Onion. Huh. I don't know. I used to watch stuff on The Onion, but I don't think I lost interest. Running out the storage space? Garbage companies refuse. Okay, I read that already. I thought they meant like online storage. Sex robots improve marriages? Hold up. Wait a minute. Are you really being for real or what? You must be yanking my chain. I was going to say something else, but it's a family show sometimes, you know? It's a family show sometimes. It says sex robots could improve marriages by letting spouses put more focus on companionship and creating a family, expert claims. Which experts are there? I don't care. I got me my pocket rocket, so I'm good. Just get me some lubrication. Heaven. What is this? Trash from booming pot industry clogs gutters, sewers, landfills. Well, Pilok stunna, minna get nunna, Pilok stunna, minna get nunna, Pilok stunna, blank dun nunna, Pilok stunna, blank dun nunna, Pilok stunna, nunna, Pilok stunna. Okay, I gotta take a break to gather myself. My thoughts are literally scattered. This is really what happens. You're seen in real time. Yesterday, you saw a man who had 3 hours rest. And now, today, this is the after effects. So as you can say, today, I am much more scatterbrained than I was yesterday. Now, obviously, this powder, hollow, brewery, haphazard, double IPA isn't helping matters. It's very suspicious to what I'm feeling right now. And I should haul myself. I should be drinking. I should be drinking. Oh, he's closed, y'all. Because I'm not being coherent right now, which makes for a really, wait a minute, what's Apple pushes apps towards subscription model behind the scene? I don't want to do subscription models of apps. That's not fair. It's not fair, Apple. How an invite-only meeting at Apple's luxury loft in New York set the stage for one of the biggest subscription business in the world. Let's see. Apple CEO Tim Cook speaks at Apple's event at the Worldwide Developers Conference, June 2016, in San Francisco, thousands of popular blah blah blah. Apple's App Store may be the world's largest software distribution platform. I don't know. Let me take a break. I shall be right back. Okay. So be here or be nowhere. to get in touch with us? 3, 2, 3, 8, 3, 5, 1, 1, 2, 3. Nothing? Okay. I'll be back. There you have it, songs that will not die that lives on forever. Go Little Harry, you to go there. Great stuff. Great stuff indeed. So, pretty much, I didn't really have a clear monologue in mind because I'm really tired. And it is hump day, so I don't know, there's a little bit of hiccups. Make sure you can spin out your lock. Boy, I'm tired. Oof, 1 o'clock. Well. I don't have much more to say. That's because I'm sleepy and kind of drunk. So, yeah, I don't know. Trying to stay awake. When nature tells you you need to rest, you listen to her. You don't defy Mother Nature, yes. Just don't. And, you call me Angel of the morning, baby. Cause then my peeps you all to me. I don't know what to do to it. The IPA kicking in. Woo! I really need some rest. Oh boy. So anyway, let's read a couple more headlines here before I'll let you go. Brazilian cops drop masculinity requirements. Boys and girls will share restrooms in Kansas City. That's nuts. Nuts. 200 plus newspaper plan. Coordinated editorials. F. Donald Trump rapper booted from American flight. Good. Ivanka's quiet success. So, oh man. Thursday, I'll have a day to myself. I plan on sleeping until I wake up naturally. I really do. this is something. I feel like, literally, I don't know. I apologize if you don't like where the show went, because girl, I told you to go. You didn't press the sticker, so now you're not go. Okay, no, seriously. I am tired. I'll be right back. Right back.
It's time to dream a little dream. It's time to lay your head and sleep. The day was fun, but now it's done. It's time to lay your head and sleep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I am very, I'm not very much alert today. I'm very tired. And the IPA has really done me in. So, again, I'm going to have to do a short show and bid you adieu, because it's like too much right now. I got to chill. I really got to chill. So, I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Have you checked out the new Political Bomb Show t-shirt? It's amazing, a must-have if you're a fan of the podcast. Get one now at politicalbombshow.cf. Get one now at politicalbombshow.cf.
Support our podcast by getting a free silicone wristband with a small donation. Visit politicalbombshow.cf and click on the wristbands in bottom right-hand corner of page.
Political Bomb Show.
Exciting talk show that educates listeners while giving common sense opinion on politics, news, and a variety of topics.
Why or why not?
I'm absolutely outraged by what he just said, that a fetus is less significant than a pet.
Listen to our podcast. Visit politicalbombshow.cf.
Come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.